Dave, good morning to you from World Challenge Racing.
Good morning, Lindsay. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you on. And also, I've just got a little sound clip I want to play for you from my experience at the Indy track on Thursday night, thanks to the World Challenge.
Good.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you.
And there you go.
Is that you?
That's
me, mate.
Where
are you driving?
There was a Porsche. And
were you driving that Porsche?
No,
or you were being driven?
I mean, I had to be helped into the car.
I don't think you can change a gear in a car. So I knew it wasn't you at all. No way.
I sat there hanging on to the roll bars as they took me around for a spin around the track a few times. And thanks, Dave, for that experience. And
Was Dave the driver?
No, Dave organized it all with the media. And, of course, it was City TV and 680 News and myself. But, you know, one of the things, Dave, I mean, what a great PR opportunity to do it with the media, because I mean we've got no idea what the track's like, and we've got no idea about speed.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's we like to do that, because there's not a lot of opportunity for people to sit into a real live race car and experience the heat, the G-force, and the layout of the track at speed. So that's something that we like to do for media, to give them a real experience. And you were in a Porsche Cayman S with Ernie Jakubowski. And, we didn't get to the point where we heard your euphoria, but I'm sure I'm sure that you were enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah, I was hanging on a lot.
did you check the seat after you left the car to see if it was in order? No mess?
Yeah, well, we won't go down that road.
Oh, okay. Don't let him down on national radio.
But I tell you what, the track looks big when you look at it on a map, but I tell you what, when you go around, it's very small. just the braking coming into the hairpin, I didn't realise how sharp that hairpin was, you talk about the Indy cars and stuff like that. I mean, man, he was going down. I've forgotten the speed, but it might have been 220 down that back straight and then just braking hard into the hairpin. And I the experience and the professionalism of the drivers is second to none, Dave.
Yeah, well, we're a sports car racing series, so all the cars that run in our series are production cars that are modified for racing. So obviously you were in a Porsche Cayman that has, it's a production car, obviously, but it's been modified for racing. You probably got up to, you said, about 220 kilometers. I think, roughly it's about 150 miles an hour that you got up to on the Lakeshore Straight there. And, coming down into to that really tight turn at the end of the straight there, you can really feel the G's, I'm sure.
Mm. Yeah, I closed my eyes. But yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the race. I mean, this World Series is raced in North America and Canada and the United States. And it's an amazing series. It's so many classes of cars. And yesterday was the big feature race of the World Challenge. Tell us how that went.
Yeah, we're in our 21st season with World Challenge. And like you said, we race at all the top tracks throughout North America. We're on a lot of street courses and a lot of the premier road courses in North America. Yesterday we were the headliner. We ran at 420, and we run three classes of sports cars in our series. We have the GT class, which is the higher horsepower cars like the Chevy Corvette, the Dodge Viper, the Volvo S60R. Then in our intermediate class, as we call it, in terms of horsepower anyways, in the GTS class, we run like Acura, TSXs, the Porsche Cayman. And then in our touring car class, we have Honda Civic SIs, we have Scion TCs, and we've got a Mazda RX-8 that runs in that class. And yesterday, we had Randy Popes winning in the GT class. Peter Cunningham in his Acura TSX won in the GTS class. And Nick Whitmer won in the touring car class in his Honda Civic SI.
Okay, and of course, a good day down there, and of course, everybody enjoying it. I'd mentioned earlier on, we had the Indy Lights driver, James Hinchcliffe, and I just said that I didn't realise how bumpy the track was, but the cars are set up for it. It was good racing. I had a couple of media friends down there yesterday, and they were taking some photos, and they said it was an amazing race. And of course, what's your, I suppose, moving on after the Honda Indy, where do you go next?
We go we head to Mid-Ohio, which is another tremendous permanent road racing facility. And we're there on August 6th to the 8th, and that's with the IRL as well. We've got a great partnership with the IRL, and so that's another big weekend for us. It's actually a doubleheader weekend for us. So we have one race on Saturday and then another race on Sunday, so you really get your money's worth. And then we head off to Virginia International Speedway for September 10th to the 12th race, which is another doubleheader. And then we're off to Miller Motorsports Park for our season ender, October 1st.
Okay, well, Dave, thanks for being on the show. Time up against us, but we'll talk to you again as the series continues, and we'd love to have you back on the International Sports Report.
Yeah, I'm perfect. If any fans are looking for more information, www.world-challenge.com is the website.